guys, you might have seen on Project last night, we also played my interview with Mick Fanning where I went diving with great white sharks with the great man. And the first question on everybody's lips was, is Mick Fanning scared of sharks? And he put it pretty bluntly.
So are you scared of sharks?
100%, yeah.
How do you get ready to dive with sharks? I'm asking because I want to know.
Well, first you got to ring the people closest to you.
And if you wonder why we're talking about Mick Fanning, who is the three-time world surfing champ and sharks and his fear of sharks, it's because of his, he describes it as an incident years ago at Jay Bay.
When? How long ago? When did that happen?
2015.
That must be like five, I was thinking it was almost 5 years ago now.
And this is him describing that moment.
For me, it's a bit of a personal journey. Obviously, I had my incident back in 2015. I heard a splash behind me. And from then on, it was just, I was just trying to get my board in between me and the shark. And then once it knocked me off and I got dragged underneath by my leg rope a little bit, it was like, oh, uh-oh. And then the last thing I saw was my board just sailing off on the sunset on its fin.
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying, right? I don't know if you remember.
Why are we making him go back in there?
Yeah, good TV, mate. Good TV. I don't know if you remember. The thing I talked to him about this, that I remembered most from it, was Julian Wilson, the surfer who was in his heat against him and mates with him, he swam towards him to help.
Aww.
And then when they'd got him out of the water, he didn't know whether or not initially, because there are waves rolling in, whether Mick had gotten out. And when he realised he was safe, he was so overcome with emotion that he was just streaming tears on the side, just saying, you know, that he thought he'd lost a mate and that how much bigger than surfing this was and all this stuff. And there we are, getting ready to go out the next morning, bright and early in Port Lincoln, which is in South Australia, and the Neptune Islands, which are 4 hours by a fast boat out from there. So you're in the middle of nowhere, in one of the sharkiest joints in the world. And this is a man who had become iconic for the shark punch.
Yes.
He's achieved pretty much everything you can achieve in surfing, and yet people, when you say Mick Fanning, they go,
he's the guy that punched the shark.
Yes, well, clear that up a little bit.
I find it funny you call it an incident.
Yeah, no.
Because I would call it a shark tried to kill you.
Yeah, look, I don't think it did.
So if it didn't try and kill you, do you feel bad punching it?
Oh, I didn't really punch it. Seriously, I was just doing this to get away from it.
I would be doing the same.
Yeah.
Such an Aussie thing. I mean, I didn't really punch it. I mean, us, the media, took that word and ran with it. And he became the guy that punched the shark, and he's the guy that punched the shark going, I didn't really punch it.
Yeah, but that is also what blokes say when they definitely did stuff. I didn't really throw anything.
That's what you say.
Yeah. I didn't really do my tax.
How was it doing it?
It was awesome.
Was it scary?
No, it wasn't scary. It was strange. So we went out super early in the morning, and it's a long trip out there, and it's rough, and the anticipation is all building up. And then you get out there, and even the first one we saw, I think it's probably, we had to get from one boat to the other, and it's a tiny little rubber dinghy that you're on. And when we got out there, the first thing we saw was like a 5 metre great white. And then we got on maybe a 3 metre rubber dinghy, and we had to get across to the bigger boat. And like at that stage, I was like, and you're sitting on the edge of the rubber dinghy.
So it could just jump out and grab you.
Well, they let us know then. They go, don't worry, if he pops the dinghy, it can still float.
Oh, that's comforting.
I know.
How often does the dinghy pop?
Don't know, but enough that he was like, nah,
how long did it take you to be on the dinghy?
So then, 2 minutes at most.
Okay.
And then you get over. But then again, you have to step from the dinghy up into the boat. And I'm a bit clumsy. And so any instance, I'm like,
I just pictured myself falling into
the water.
And then what are you seeing them in?
So
in
then you get into the cage. Yeah. And I reckon we were down there probably for maybe half an hour before we saw the first one come over.
And how big are the holes in the cage? Could you put your hand through?
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
If you wanted to, you could put your whole arm out.
Right.
Yeah.
How close do you stand to it? Are you right in the middle or you...
Nah, you get right up because strangely, as soon as, you're in a cage, I can't specify that enough. So it's not, I don't think it's brave to go, it wasn't scary, but it just wasn't. It was like really relaxing. It was like being in an aquarium. It was. It was the first thing I could say when I got out of the water.
Saw this beautiful great white, maybe 3 metres from me, just cruising past, weirdly calming. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a hero.
You said it, not me.
The only bits that were slightly off-putting, and this was only the first time, when we first went in, the cage started filling up with, like, blood. It was like something out of a horror movie. And I didn't realize, it's because they were putting fish guts and stuff in the water.
Oh.
But the first time I didn't really know, and I, like, looked around thinking Mick's been bitten by a shark.
Yeah. Where's his fingers and toes?
Yeah, yeah. And then, but then even when you realize, it's pretty gross because there's bits of guts going past you.
As the blood
is all through the water. But still, the first time you see the actual shark, it's really, you just want to get close to it.
Do you see them eating the stuff? Like, do you see them?
See them eating.
Sound like a dog. Heaps of, doesn't sound like that.
Because also the guts attracts heaps of fish.
Right.
And so then they'll go at the fish. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
I don't reckon I could find that calming.